serving as the Western Region Vice President for the National FFA Association, is Trey Elizondo. He is from the Texas FFA Association. That's where he hails from. Tell us, initially, how does it feel?
You know, it still doesn't feel real right now. This is something I've been dreaming of about for a very long time. Just to see it actually come to play and see how extremely blessed I am to serve our organization over the coming years is just really exciting.
Trey, let's talk about your upbringing through FFA. How did you get started in the organization?
You know, my dad was involved in FFA whenever he was in high school, and so he encouraged me to join when I got to high school, and I had no idea where this organization would take me. It's crazy here. The last time we had national convention here in Indianapolis, I attended for the first time, and it was here I kind of set this goal for myself that someday I would like to see myself on that stage. And so through my years in FFA, I just grew as a person, and I grew as a leader, and I'm just so excited to serve this year.
Talk about your home FFA chapter, the size, and maybe give your advisors a shout out as well.
Yes, I hail from the Yoakum FFA chapter in Yoakum, Texas. We have a pretty big chapter, about of 250 members, and for a small school, that's really good. I owe all of, you know, everything I did through agriculture education to the multiple ag teachers I had, such as Miss Christy Mahalchek, Dr. David Frazier, Miss Mia Balco, and just all those other advisors that helped get me to where I am today.
What were some of your favorite memories through your high school FFA program?
One of my favorite memories through my high school program is definitely the trips that we would take with our advisors, whether that be to contests or leadership events or conferences. We all kind of became a family, and it truly embodied that in FFA we are all a family and we all have a place. So I just love those trips with our advisors.
Talk about some of the competitions you have competed in.
In high school, I did livestock judging, and I also did public relations. Public relations is something we only have in Texas, so it was a little bit different. And then I also enjoyed judging livestock a lot.
Let's talk about where you're at currently with your education that you're obviously going to be putting on hold here for the next year.
Yes. Right now, I am a sophomore agriculture science major at Texas A&M University. Go Aggies. They're playing at Bama right now. I love Texas A&M so much in the ag department there, but I'm also so excited to serve National FFA this year. So it'll be a hard, easy goodbye.
I also, correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't serve as a state FFA officer there in Texas. Talk about why you decided to run for national office, although you didn't serve as a state officer. Maybe it's considered an untraditional path, but certainly acceptable here in the national FFA organization.
You know, my path to national office was a lot different than anybody else's, but what I saw was an opportunity to be able to influence lives and show them that sometimes disappointments aren't finality, and, you know, God's plan is always greater. I owe to where I am today a lot to Dr. David Frazier, who encouraged me and supported me to come to where I am today, and so my path may be different, but I'm excited to tell the National FFA about my journey here.
Now, I want to talk about your next year of service. What goals do you have for yourself? I know it's quite a bit early to talk about those sort of things, but what's your message to students as you travel around the country for the next year?
I want to encourage students, like I was in a state officer in Texas, I want them to encourage to continue to strive after their dreams. We all come into a time in our lives where we might be disappointed, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a greater plan. I hope to meet as many members as I can and reach as far as I can through this nation. I'm just so excited to meet everybody through this year.
Let's back up to the moment you talked about it earlier. When you decided you wanted to run for National FFA office, walk us through that.
You know, I remember standing next to my advisor, and I asked him, I was like, how do you become that? And he's like, through a lot of hard work. And it was in that moment I realized I wanted to put in that hard work to get to this moment, and I'm so excited that I'm here today.
Talk about those who have, you've mentioned those who have supported you. Who have been some of your biggest role models that you've looked up to through your FFA career?
Two that definitely come to mind very fast are two people that actually never served as my ag teachers, but they served as advisors to me through my FFA career, and that's Miss Mia Balco, who was my area advisor when I was an area officer in Texas, and Dr. David Frazier, who was my mentor as I ran for National FFA office and was the first person that saw the spark in me to be a national officer, and so I'm so thankful for them too, because they're the ones that truly got me where I am today.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked that you want to talk about?
You know, I am just so excited for this year, and I'm so thankful for this moment, and I just want to thank National FFA for everything they've done for me, and I can't wait to return everything they've given to me through this year.
That was the Western Region National FFA Vice President, newly elected. Of course, he hails from the Texas FFA Association, and we want to thank you for your time and wish you the best this year.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bryce Duskett.